It is chalk art, and it is one of the coolest events that happens in this area.
Yeah, it's really unique. You won't find another Via Cloree within 100 miles of us.
Oh, okay.
So that's a really cool thing about this event.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, so we're at Stafford Airport, obviously, September 27th and 28th. And it's based on a Renaissance tradition of Italian street painting, right? So they used to do this, and it was a big, big thing there. And it's been held in various cities across the United States, you know, including now in Stafford for the past 5 years. This is our fifth one.
This is, I think, the third at the airport. which is a great spot. The airport is a great spot.
Yeah, the airport.
This. Yep,
it's a wonderful spot. There's plenty of room for everybody. It's able to be bigger than it has been in other locations, right?
Yeah.
We have plenty of parking. We have plenty of room for lots of artists. We have over 45 artists this year who will be doing those large squares from 4 to 10 feet wide. You know, and the purpose of it, like I said, you know, to bring a major cultural event to Stafford County while raising funds that will go right back into Stafford County for different projects.
I have participated. I did get pulled in to color a square last year. It's if you've ever done like a grid drawing where, you know, you take it square by square, that's a pretty popular strategy that the artists use to keep, you know, keep themselves to scale. And then so as a novice artist, even it's really easy to follow that guide and just color in whatever section is supposed to happen in that chunk. So it makes it really simple and really fun and easy for everyone to get involved.
But I walk around and I just think there are some really talented people that can sit on the ground and do that with chalk.
There are. The beauty of Via Cloree is that, you know, normally when you go to a museum or you see some art, it's just a finished product hanging on the wall. But the purpose of this is to have the community come in and really embrace the artistic process by observing the art, the artists in progress, and then people can talk to them. So we encourage the artists to interact with the people that come so they can talk about how they're doing it, what they're doing. Sometimes an artist might even let somebody pick up a piece of chalk and scribble for a second. And that just gives you a way to really connect to the artistic process. And we want the artists to take the whole weekend to create their pieces so you can see this finished product, I mean, this beginning product where they've got this grid laid out on the ground, and then the end product, which is just a stunning array of colors that what they use, the special environmentally friendly artist grade chalk, and then it's not meant to be permanent. So, you know, after the rain, it starts to dissipate, and so you get to see these magnificent pieces that are so special because they don't even last forever.
Just how the artists can do it, can talk to people and can concentrate while you're doing that. And so you're right. Just to see art created is pretty special.
It is.
It's one of the great things about it.
And it covers, like you kind of said, it's whatever the artist wants to draw. We don't tell them what to draw.
Yeah.
So you'll see anywhere from a landscape on a stormy night with the lightning in the background to a unicorn or... There's one that I've seen done actually two or three times, a character from a video game that's kind of a popular theme. So.
Well, and then some of them do it. I know Sue Henderson's husband has done these 3D ones before, and you stand there and you look at it, and it's really 3D.
Yeah, I think last year we had one that it was like... you know, don't touch the lava. So it looked like you were in a lava pit, but they had this like pillar stones kind of coming out of it.
Yeah.
And you know, you were supposed to like tiptoe over it. And just the depth of it was phenomenal to watch that come together.
Yeah. And our featured artist last year did one in honor of B101.5 where it was like a bunch of flowers with bees. And you have to stand in a certain spot to see the 3D effect. Otherwise, it looks distorted. So it takes a lot of math and calculation to be able to plan that out, which I always find really impressive.
So you can come on Saturday and see the beginning, and you come back on Sunday, and it's generally done or almost done. And so that's the great thing about this event.
Getting to watch the process and seeing them when they're all done is awesome. I try to make sure personally, we have lots of people taking pictures, but I try to make sure to get a picture of every square at the end too, because it's just so cool to see them.